Good kick by McInerney. Flicked ahead. Good taken there by John Burns for Antrim. Low ball. McInerney cuts this one off. That was too easy for McInerney. Nice little pass to Michael Laverty. Swinging in there is Michael Carr, but I'm afraid Michael is not kept in play by Neely Gallagher. Neely Gallagher trying to come around to make an opening here. And a great shot, it's the ball to the net. Seamus Bonner.
When I was doing commentary of matches, I always believed in the old saying that let the pitcher tell the story. So I wasn't given to long commentaries or action, as indeed the radio commentators would do. Subsequent to that, I got a call one day from the head of Sport Mihal O'Hare, and he asked me to drop into his office for a chat. This I did. And he said to me that he didn't like my style of commentary, that I wasn't giving enough words to the picture, that he wanted more or less a radio commentary. There was a guy called Wolstenholme doing television matches in Britain. And I used to watch those matches, and I learned from him because his style was very suitable to the medium. And when Michael Hertz asked me would I do more commentary, I said I'd be doing an awful injustice, first of all to myself, and I said to the people who are watching the programme. But I won my way at the end because I continued, as I was doing from the very beginning, just painting in the picture with words and not dwelling on long commentaries, which I know would have denied a lot of people.
Seamus Killock takes the kick out meantime. John McKiernan trying to get up to this one. Shane McGranahan leaving it this time to Hugh McCafferty. Michael Laverty. Now, Bonner has a chance, and it's in the net. Michael Laverty beating John McKiernan for that one. If he gets it downfield, that's the place for it. Get the ball in motion. Seamus Bonner learning for this one. Can he keep it in play? He does. McElwee looking for a bit of support, but he's nobody there at the moment, so he has to hold on to it. Now he flicks it across. Yes, and it's in the net. A very soft Donegal goals. Gallagher. Jerry McElwee. Now he's getting support at the moment because big Seamus Bonner has come into the picture now. He flicks it ahead to Bonner. Bonner has a chance. Swings it in and it's in the net. And there's a great way to finish this Ulster semi-final. Donegal, 5 goals and 9 points. Antrim, 1 goal and 7 points. And Seamus Bonner, the scorer, has now shot his fourth goal in this game for Donegal.